So I'm going to talk about knee sprains, and you know, knee sprains are essentially the ligament injuries of the knee, and they can range from anything like a mild medial collateral ligament sprain to an all-out four-ligament knee dislocation, which is a limb-threatening injury, you know, and clearly there's, you know, quite a range of severity that can occur with knee sprains. So as many of you know, these can occur as sport injuries, like you know, having a twisting injury to the knee. Sometimes you can get hit in the knee and then the knee twists. Usually there's some type of indirect trauma, like a bending, twisting, and you can get a direct injury, like getting hit in the knee, but then the knee has to sort of go into a, you know, unusual direction, stressing the ligaments beyond their usual length, to the point that they can stretch or tear. So, for instance, a valgus stress to the knee until the medial collateral ligament fails, right? And that can lead to, you know, an MCL sprain, or a rotational injury to the knee to the point that the ACL, anterior cruciate ligament, fails. So, you know, these are injuries that are fairly common. You will see them. And like I said, they can occur from anything like a minor stepping the wrong way to a sports injury to a car crash, or and have a, you know, varied pathology in between. So when you diagnose these patients, obviously everything starts with a history. It's really important to get a history. What happened? How did it happen to you? Not just, you know, person comes in and says, you know, I have pain. Like, how did they get this? What were they doing? And then, of course, you know, you want to also find out, did it swell a lot at the time? You know, certain knee sprains, like ACL tears, for instance, will present with a very big knee effusion, classically. Whereas MCL sprains, which are an extra-articular ligament, often do not present with a big effusion. And many times when you see the patient, the swelling has already had an opportunity to go away. So you may have to elicit that from the history. You know, on your exam, you want to sort of get a good sense where the pain is, right? So if the tenderness is directly over the, you know, medial collateral ligament or over the lateral collateral ligament, which is, you know, a less common injury but can happen, you know, that could indicate a ligament injury. The cruciate ligaments, you can't really put a finger on. They're deeper structures. And stress examination is really important. Remember, these occur due to some type of stress to the knee, twisting injury, a bending injury. And the physical exam findings that we look for are not only pain, but pain when you try to reproduce that stress, right? So remember, ligaments connect the bones to other bones. So the medial collateral ligament connects the tibia to the femur on the medial side of the knee. So if you stress the knee in valgus, for instance, that's going to stress the medial collateral ligament. So if you do that and they have pain, you got to be a little suspicious, especially if the pain's on the medial side. If you do that and the knee is painful and gaps open on the medial side, well, then you have to be really suspicious, and hope, you know, and that actually may be, you know, a high grade tear. When you have combinations of ligament injuries like ACL and MCL, it's going to be even more unstable when you stress them. And of course, you have to be judicious in the use of your stress examination. It's not only painful, but, you know, if you're not careful, you can damage something that's trying to heal, or dislocate somebody who's got a multiple ligament knee injury. So you do have to be careful. Now, depending on the type of sprain you're dealing with, you know, typically x-rays are going to be negative. Now, of course, if you have a subluxation or a dislocation, you know, it's going to be completely out, but usually it's grossly very obvious. So typically, you might need x-rays to rule out an avulsion fracture, or a fracture for that matter, but if it's really just a sprain, the x-ray should be negative. Now, sometimes you need MRI scans, especially if you can't distinguish if there's a ligament tear versus a meniscal tear, and certainly you can have both, and this is where MRI scanning can be helpful. But don't forget, I mean, your physical exam and especially your stress examination is really important. For instance, you know, Lachman testing, which is a test for the anterior cruciate ligament, and a test actually it's very popular. It's the main test clinicians around the world use. Actually, was named for the former chairman of the department here at Temple. So it's a test you should be very, very aware of. And your third floor auditorium in the medical school is named after Dr. Lachman. So that's a very sensitive test. And whereas MRI is helpful, you always need to check for a Lachman test in the case that you're suspicious of an ACL tear. Now, depending on the extent of the injury, some sprains can be treated non-surgically and some do need surgery. So relatively mild MCL sprain, and sprains are typically graded 1, 2, and 3. One being, you know, sort of mild injury to the fibers, and 3 being a complete tear, and 2 being in between. So if you have a mild MCL sprain, often this can be treated in a hinged knee brace, early range of motion. They can weight bear often with crutches, and often it's going to heal on its own and do pretty well. If you have an ACL tear, it's an intra-articular ligament, it tends not to heal very well, and especially if the patient has functional instability because of the ACL tear, surgery might be indicated. And then when you have combinations of ligament tears, it's more likely to need surgical repair or reconstruction. Now, you may hear about, you know, a ligament being repaired versus reconstructed. What that means is a repair means you literally repair, like you stitch together the ligaments or put an avulsed ligament back on the bone. Whereas a reconstruction means you use grafts, meaning like allograft, like you take allograft or an autograft. You take a tendon, for instance, from the patient or from a cadaver, and you basically make a new ligament. Like that's how ACLs are typically done. You take a patient's own tendons, maybe their hamstring or quadriceps tendon or a portion of the patellar tendon, or you take a portion of a tendon or tendons that are otherwise can be sacrificed, or you take a cadaver tendon and you kind of fix it in the place of that, you know, torn ACL ligament. So those are the distinctions between repair and reconstruction. If you don't have, you know, a good outcome after a knee sprain, you know, a tear or multiple tears, then the problem is your knee will have instability and you may have to use a brace to maintain your knee in place. If your surgery didn't work out, let's just say, or you decided not to have surgery. And obviously that's what you're trying to avoid by doing a surgery, is to stabilize that knee and prevent it from giving out, essentially. So those are some of the basics. Again, most knee sprains are going to be relatively minor and can be treated conservatively, and often hinged knee braces do well for that and rehabilitation. But certain ligament complete tears and combinations of tears will be more unstable and require surgery. Thanks.